Scannard and Randy Bachman Friday night at in Abbotsford at the Abbotsford Center there. Went to see that one. And
Needle in the Spoon, by the way, from Second Helping from Lynyrd Skynyrd, if you want to grab it.
Okay. They did, of course, Freebird was the last tune that they did for the night. And I've seen them a few other times in concert. And obviously the Freebird is always the last song that they do. But this one was especially touchy. They added some theatrics to it this time around. I didn't see them do it the last time they did Freebird. They didn't do it this way. So this was pretty cool. Johnny Van Zant came out and before it's the encore song. So the stage, they start flooding the stage with smoke. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's like ankle deep at least by the time the guys get back out there with smoke. And so
that was just rolling in from the backstage room.
They opened the doors to the back and just let all that stuff come in. And so it gives an appearance that they're actually kind of on clouds, you know? And what they've got there is they've got the
Did you eat an edible before the show?
The microphone stand is at center stage, of course. And it's got a couple of scarves on it. One is the American flag, and one would be the Confederate flag. They're both on the microphone stand. And then Johnny Van Zant, Ronnie's brother, who Ronnie died in the plane crash, puts a hat like Ronnie would have wore on top of the microphone stand. And it's almost at – Ronnie wasn't really that tall, so it was almost like at the height that Ronnie would have been. And so Johnny comes out, and they start singing Freebird.
I leave here tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. And then at the end of the first verse, Johnny walks off stage. And then they bring Ronnie up on the big video screen behind the boys, and he sings the rest of it.
Nice.
And
they have him superimposed over the music.
And you got Ricky Medlock and you got Gary Rossington up front, two of the long-timers in the band, up front playing. And then you got Ronnie in the back singing the rest of Freebird, and it was really, and so Johnny checks out, he's done, and then they just play it out that way, and it was really well done. But there was something interesting that happened at that concert. Both Skynyrd and Bachman had to stop in the middle of songs because of stuff that was going on in the crowd, in the
fighting,
the floor section. No, not fighting. In the case of Skynyrd, you know, you got to consider the age now, the folks who are going to these shows.
Medical emergency?
yes. They're in the middle of Simple Man, and a guy goes down, and Johnny sees this guy who's kind of on the floor, and he's belting out Simple Man, and, you know, this is a song, a great mama song right here, Simple Man, and the crowd is getting into it, and everybody's singing, and Johnny's like, well, hold on a second, man. We got to stop. There's a dude that went down.
We need a medical man.
yes. So they end up.
We need an ambulance man.
They end up bringing out a wheelchair. I think the guy's all right. I don't know if he overindulged or if it was just that he was, you know, he was standing up and having his legs couldn't support him anymore. So they brought out a wheelchair and they
took have him seats
out
on the floor, or was it open?
No,
floor?
There were seats. Oh, okay. There were seats.
He could have taken a seat, but he was.
Well, but all, those people were standing for most
you
of the
stand
show.
On the chair
they
or
were. They were standing. So they wheel him out of there, and they start up Simple Man again. And Johnny's like, "Well, where do we start? All right, well, let's start from here." And then so they get that going again, and everybody starts singing again. But in the case of Randy Bachman, it was weird. It was he did a dozen songs. His second to last tune was "You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet." And before he kicked into that, he said, Randy looked down at the into the floor section there, and he was looking at the security guys, and he said, we bust our butts here on stage to get this crowd up and going, and it's a Friday night, and everybody wants to have a really good time, and I want you to let these people dance. Let them dance if they want to dance. Let them have a good time. Apparently, the security guys—they
graduated from Footloose University.
Yeah,
or what?
They were. I guess they were telling people that they couldn't dance.
Yeah, I've seen that before, where they want you to stay out of the aisle and stay in your row and all that.
But this is the floor section. You know, it's a different deal on the floor. So Bachman kicks into "You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet," and about a minute into the song, he stops and he's pissed. He stops the song and it was like, I told you guys. I mean, he was mad. Now he was mad. To let these people dance. This is a Friday night. It's a fun rock and roll show. You let these people dance. And then, you know, the crowd is going crazy. And you see this one guy, this one security guy that I could see, he looked like he was like 60-something years old. Well, hell, Randy's 75 years old, you know? So he like pointed this dude out. And you see this, and I saw this guy who was like, he had his head down, and you could tell he was pissed, the security guy. And he walked all the way to the
putting me out on Front Street. Thanks, buddy.
He walked all the way. He kind of walked to the back of the section and turned out. And then Randy started up the tune again, and everybody was dancing even more, you know. I don't understand.
And then
that.
Did he finish with Taking Care of Business?
And Taking Care of Business was the last tune that he did. But I don't understand why you can't dance. And people posted up on Facebook and said, you know, it's Abbotsford. I live in Abbotsford. We're the Bible Belt of the Lower Mainland. You can't have any fun and all of that. But people did have fun. It was a great 1-2 punch. Skinner only played maybe Brad, they only played maybe an hour and a half, which I thought was good, you know, because Randy played a good 45 minutes. So between the two, you got over a couple hours of rock and roll. And let's face it, I mean, they had to wheelchair some folks out of there. There's only so much rock and roll we can stand anymore at our age. But it was a great double bill. And Skinner will be coming around here one last time. This is it now. They're supposedly on their retirement tour. They'll be coming to the White River Amphitheater a little later on this summer.
July 27th with Badco.
Yeah.